U.S. military forces rescued an American citizen in Nigeria, the Pentagon said on Saturday, days after he was kidnapped by gunmen in the south of neighboring Niger and apparently taken across the border. The hostage, Philip Walton, was abducted Monday night on the outskirts of a village about 10 kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Walton is safe and in the care of the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon said in a statement. U.S. forces did not suffer any casualties in the rescue operation, it added. Niger's defense minister had earlier confirmed the hostage release to media without giving details about how he had been freed. Local officials had said this week that the kidnappers had called the man's father to demand a ransom, but the family did not confirm this. Iraqi authorities reopened Baghdad's Tahrir Square and the bridge leading to the Green Zone Saturday, symbolically ending more than a year of demonstrations by anti-government protesters. Cars are again circling the Tahrir roundabout, and the concrete walls, which were erected to close off the bridge across the Tigris River, have been removed. Tahrir Square was at the heart of the movement that brought together hundreds of thousands of Iraqis starting in October 2019, paralyzing the capital and southern Iraq for months, and the bridge leading to the highly fortified Green Zone, where government offices, parliament, and the U.S. Embassy are housed, was a hotspot for clashes during the protests. One protester said on social media that the revolt isn't over and that protesters would move to set up political organizations. The movement had called for jobs, basic services, a total overhaul of the ruling class, and an end to corruption, but it lost its momentum around the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. Nearly a million people in the Philippines.